just a phase. When I grow up, my children will probably do the same. Kids just love to tease. Who knew it put me underground at 17? Oh, and no one knows your name.
$347,155,200. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. And CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
How did I get so far somewhere else? How'd I fall asleep?
Attention all creatives. Join us at the Makers Meetup on October 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Whether you're a filmmaker, musician, digital creator, or just passionate about Kingston's creative scene, this event is the perfect opportunity to network, collaborate, and share ideas. Plus, we'll be revealing the official pairings for this year's Slate Music Video Program. Come see which local artists and production companies will be teaming up. Don't miss out on this exciting, free event. For more information, visit visitkingston.ca/music. See you there.
Change my mind, time and time. Conflicting thoughts, debate what's for the better.
poison in the suet feeder. The squirrels got sick, but the birds got meaner. Now they sharpen their talons. Now the shit in the bird bath. We don't get that aerial view of disaster. This de-evolution is kicking our asses. It's fucking fantastic.
Time just makes fools of us all. My drink is watered down. The champ is on his knees. He lost the rematch. He lost the comeback. He lost for charity. But that's the job. It's what gets the asses in the hall. They came for a beating. Came to brawl. Go and serve your client notice that of all the young gods I have known, yours is easily the least famous to turn down the cover of a Rolling Stone. Lily white faces, so familiar and yet impossible to recall. I guess time just makes fools of us all. After a millennia of good times, God said, hey now, let's have a dream where we raise the stakes a little. Come on, let's make things interesting. Parachute into the Anthropocene, an amnesiac, a himbo can doll. I guess time just make fools of us all.
Fools of us all. Oh, I guess time just makes fools of us all. Oh, I guess time just makes fools of us all.
Good morning, Kingston, and welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Marijke Vernoy, and I am so excited to be joining you here on CFRC this beautiful Monday morning, bright and early, 8 a.m., nothing better. Thank you so much for joining me. What you just heard was the 8-minute disco epic from Father John Misty that released as a single from his upcoming album. A couple of weeks ago, he dropped another single this past weekend. I am so excited for this project. And even though this song is a little long for radio play, I thought it deserved a spot this morning because it's just so funky, so groovy, so spiritual and enigmatic, which I think is characteristic of a lot of his new music. And I am so excited to hear the upcoming project, as well as all of the wonderful new music that we're going to be playing this morning. So thank you so much for tuning in. Longtime fans of the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call slot know that the first hour is going to be all new music. That's right, all new music on the radio waves this morning. For the first hour, the second hour, we'll play some indie favorites, some Canadian classics, and we're also going to have a very special interview with alt-country artist from BC, Dawson Forsey. So that's coming up in the second hour of the show this morning. But first up, we have a full hour of music, much of it from new Canadian artists, which is fantastic, and all of it absolutely certified indie gold. So please don't go anywhere. You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Yeah. instead of pregnant.
So let's spit it out. Let's complicate. We can let the voices consolidate. Get known a bit. Punch drums, still drum. Let our ears ring with that frequent hum. Switch them out and get up off my trip. I'm harder than hell. You got something to say? We lit it on a dump. Get wrong like a bell.
Smoke pot, drink beer, booze, inhale, and hit pick.
Get each other pregnant.
Yeah. No, don't get pregnant.
Reproduce.
Don't reproduce.
What would be a good stance? Say kids out there are taking your advice. Give them a hand on a good stance.
What's the snark in the radio?
Come on in.
Learn to play pool real well.
Yeah, learn to play pool. Hustle in the street. Learn to play cards. Peddle the ass that God gave you. Buy nitrous.
Oh, you want my pedidos? People standing on escalators. And that is a testimony to human laziness.
two very different vibes just then. That was a Toronto kind of indie, I don't even know if you call it indie rap, that was Open Up by Clothesline from Hell, followed by Dream After Dream by Nolan Fay. Nolan Fay is an artist from Vancouver, a little more of a soft rock kind of sound, Phoebe Bridgers-esque. I don't even know how to characterize Clothesline from Hell, but I absolutely love that song, so I thought it was worth sharing. That's a new release from them off of a new album that actually dropped, I think, in late August or in July. So brand new work. They're pretty cool. They're based out of Toronto. And Nolan Fay, that was also a new song off of an album that came out in the past month, and he is out of BC. Coming up next, we got a couple more songs, including The Angel and the Saint by Goldie Boultier. I'm totally butchering that name. She's Canadian. It's a French last name. I'm not French or Canadian, really, so I'm not super great at the pronunciation on that, but this is an awesome, awesome country song. And she has a whole body of work that kind of is influenced by this, like, I want to call it, like, feminist cowboy kind of vibe. Like, that's definitely her music and sort of the undercurrents of it. So this is a great song from her. And then we also have Hombre Roto, which is a new release from St. Vincent, as well as Wholesome, which is a new release from Indigo D'Souza. I'm really excited about Wholesome. I feel like it kind of represents almost like 100 Gex, like hyper pop kind of sound that was really popular in like 2020 and 2021. Indigo was releasing music at that time, so this is kind of a new exploration for her, I guess, which is a little bit, it seems like it's kind of after the hyperpop wave is over, but maybe it's, you know, a totally different sound coming from her, and it's something that I'm super excited for, and I really do like this song, so I'm excited to share it as well. And then after that, we have even more music in the all new first hour of Indie Wake Up Call this Monday morning. And then just a reminder, we have an interview with Dawson Forsey coming up after 9 a.m. on Indie Wake Up Call. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. Thank you.
vecina, puedo hacer que el terreno. Baby, soy terremoto temblando. Ábrete, mi pequeño. ¿Qué estás mirando? ¿Quién crees que soy? ¿Y qué estás mirando? ¿Has visto un hombre roto? Amor, clávate a mí. Si te vas, no estaré bien. Aquí estoy con mis brazos abiertos, pero tienes que clavar.
I'm really low, seeing you go crazy, yeah.
like I said, just a totally different, very, very stimulating, almost overstimulating kind of song from Indigo D'Souza. And then that was St. Vincent that you heard just before that, with that heavy rock kind of sound, which is also kind of new for them. I also like that they're singing in Spanish. I don't know what any of that means, but I'm sure that it is going to be explained and explored in their upcoming project. I believe that was one of the first singles off of it, which is super cool. Coming up next, we've got even more songs. We're closing out, coming up our hour of new music. And then, like I said, we have an interview with Dawson Forsey coming up after 9 a.m. Up next, we have Gut Punch Love by Wallace, Did You Love Somebody by Peach Pit, and Deep Holes by Raheem C. Redcar. Peach Pit is releasing a new album. That's one of my most anticipated releases of the fall. I'm a big, big Peach Pit fan, as I've mentioned on the show before. They are a Canadian group out of BC, and they just have a fantastic body of work. I feel like they're kind of an indie classic at this point. So many garage bands and student bands and little like passion projects, I feel like, totally emulate their sound. It's kind of Backseat Lovers-esque, but with more of a folksy sort of twang to it. But this and then the other single, Magpie, off of their new album, which I believe is called Magpie, are both super good. So I'm really excited to share this one this week. And then after that, we have even more music on Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My name is Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Did you songs you sing or reviving some only songs for me. Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Did you feel the hand you hold had let go right as you think of saying, don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So go on, say what you want to tell me. Somebody for to make your mistake your fool. Did you feel the pale wind blow past you so right as you feel the same? Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew that you won't tell me. I heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So go on, say what you won't tell me. Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you won't tell me. I heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So
Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive, 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
For 50 years, the Banree Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Banree for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Banree Center's website, follow Banree Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca. Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words: freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit kingstonwritersfest.ca.
Three, four.